everyone. Welcome to More Than Meeseeks, guys. We're coming at you on new comic book day for Transformers number 26. I'm here with Boo of the OxcellentUnderground.com.
Howdy.
And man, I wanted to get this going early and fast. I looked down. I'm like, I sent Boo a message earlier, like, is it new comic book day and is Transformers number 26 out? It was.
I can't
So
keep up as fast as these things are coming out right now.
it's not a bad problem to have.
Oh, I know. I love
So,
plenty of
yeah.
comic books, and I mean, back in the day, like $4.99 or $3.99 comics would have been a problem. Like, oh my gosh, it's more than 75 cents, but nah, this is inflation has made it nothing.
Yeah, look at the prices of
It's like the
Transformers.
price of a 2 liter soda.
There you go. Oh God, it's worse.
Name brand, yeah.
Man. So yeah, the cover has Optimus Prime punching Thundercracker. Is Thundercracker's jaw coming off in the
Yes,
yes?
he rocked and socked that robot.
And you got Skywarp as Teletran One in the back of the picture too.
Yeah, down at the bottom.
Yep, cover A.
And this is a really good cover. I mean, it's like it's solid.
Perspectives on point.
Yeah.
The art's beautiful.
And I was just talking about, for UK 39, how I really liked Optimus's head looking very toy, I guess toy tectic or whatever. And this one has that same feel to it.
100% because it's very tight and round.
Yeah.
The toy head is, it
And Optimus's head is tricky to draw, oddly enough, just because
is.
the top part. Because if you don't get it right, it looks weird. He looks like he's got a big bulbous head, but
Well, and a lot of times some people like will draw the head as too long, like too tall or something. And this is
right.
like, yeah, it's round. It's almost like he's wearing a football helmet or a samurai helmet, if you will.
Yeah, it's a kind of a little bit of both, almost like a trucker cap too. But it's yeah, he's got a very round head. Yeah. And this was the only cover I found. My comic shop had it put back for me. But yeah, they
Oh,
didn't have any of the
I'm
other
sure it'll
covers.
be 20 different covers that we come across.
Yeah. I really like cover D. I was hoping to find that one.
Well, we'll take a look at that when we get there.
Yeah.
We just got our issues and we just read them, so it's time to get this while we're fresh.
I
And
guess Thundercracker would say it was jaw-dropping.
Nice. Dude, oh, so Thundercracker is not okay. He
Yeah.
went to the edge of the he had an Event Horizon moment. He went
Oh, and we dive right into it. There's
Oh
no
yeah.
introduction, no setting. It's just
Nope.
Thundercracker shooting at Wheeljack
Jazz and
and
Wheeljack.
Jazz.
Yeah. And they're doing the can't. He is beating them senseless.
Oh yeah, he's mad.
Well, they're trying to make, they're trying to like, be logical with him and try to help him and understand what's going on.
Yeah.
And he's blaming them for what they did to Skywarp, death to the Autobots and all that.
Well, and he's traumatized by what he saw, which I'm guessing, well, he went to Cobra Law.
Went to Globulus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who apparently, I don't know, he's in the edge of the universe somewhere, maybe the edge of the galaxy somewhere. I don't know.
I don't think Thundercracker's gonna get along as well with Pythona
No.
as Wheelie has.
There is definitely some PTSD there. But man, he is just he Wheeljack body checks him and he's like, trying to stop him from doing what he's doing. And his eyes are like round, huge, like Little Orphan Annie eyes, except red and glowing.
Oh yeah, he's got the crazy eyes going.
He's throwing Wheeljack and Jazz around. Jazz is trying to be cool, like, geez, little crack, how about a nice common punch? And yeah, that's when Skywarp, the Thundercracker song about Skywarp being like, he is basically saying like, hey, you did this to Skywarp and he's malfunctioned and now he sent us to the edge of the universe and something's horrible and now death to the Autobots.
Yeah.
Though he does something that really after he's thrown around Wheeljack and Jazz for a while, he goes to grab Skywarp and Skywarp just says no, removal means death. And this is one of
Well,
the
he didn't send him to the edge of the universe. He said it's still on this planet.
oh still on oh sorry
Yeah.
you're right
Yeah. But yeah, it's a very Event Horizon
oh it is.
reaction to it all.
I wonder if it's in Antarctica, like the G.I. Joe movie.
Oh, it was in the Himalayas in G.I. Joe the movie.
Oh, was it the Himala Oh, was the Himalayas? I'm thinking. Okay, never mind. Sorry, I'm thinking Guar. Anyways,
Same diff.
the penguins attack. It doesn't matter. Yeah, so they're going to grab. He's trying to grab Skywarp and save him, but he's like, "No, if you take me out of here, I'm gonna die."
Well, he's speaking kind of like Teletran still. He's like, no removal means death, and they're trying to talk him down and like, dude, we didn't do
Don't.
this to him. We're trying to help him,
He
and
says, "If you
he's
take him
just
out of there,
not hearing it.
the only thing that's keeping Spark intact is being part of Teletran One." And like, yeah, Thundercracker's like, "Autobot lies. You disgust me."
Yeah, he's still drinking the Kool-Aid there.
He is. I attribute to being crazy, and also, I don't know, man.
He's traumatized and he's still, following, the Decepticon propaganda.
He is, and Jazz gives him an uppercut. So now, before he brings the arc down on top of us,
Yeah, because they coordinate. Wheeljack's going low and Jazz is going high.
yep. But they
And we
forget
get
that.
to see the rare use of Thundercracker's actual power.
I like how he did this as not in jet mode, but he like punches his fists together and
He
creates a
does the
sonic
Hulk
boom.
slap.
He does sonic booms him,
Yep.
gamma punch, and you'll pay for what you've done. And then
Thundercracker's got the clap. A
the
thunderclap. What are you thinking? A thunderclap.
we all clap for the thunderclap. The I was trying to get this off that where my mind was going. Ultra Magnus,
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. Ultra Magnus intervenes, and Ultra Magnus is coming around pretty quickly. I don't. I kind of. This is my theory that Kirkman didn't really like what was happening with Ultra Magnus' character, because it was kind of carrying on and carrying on. There's still a lot of aspects of that torture and how he feels towards Decepticons, but it's not as like shaky.
Well, that was his arc, though. He went through a lot of torture
Yeah.
at Shockwave's hands, so
Hundred was 100 years.
I'm not sure
It was a
exactly.
long time.
Yeah, he was there a long time. I'm kind of fuzzy on how long they were there in the arc. I don't think I've seen like a precise like number.
See, the thing that kills me about the whole idea with Thundercracker and Skywarp being gone, and like with Cobra Law, is it feels like, from what he's acting like, it was a lot longer than it actually was in the story. Like there's a time dilation or something somewhere.
Maybe, or it don't take long in Cobra Law to really mess you up when you're not used to seeing squishies at all.
And the spores hit you, man. When
Man, and these
the
squishies can hit back hard apparently, so
When the spores take effect,
right.
Ultra Magnus does the right thing, grabs his gun and pulls it off his arms,
Yeah.
both weapons, as Thundercracker's hand arm weapons. And
He's no longer mint condition now.
he's definitely previously used.
That's the hardest parts to replace, man. Well, that and the little landing gear.
And yeah, it's like, "Well, Thundercracker, have you had your fill of war?" And then he headbutts Thundercracker hard. And you've
Yeah.
seen Ultra Magnus' head. That thing must hurt. So, bam,
Yeah.
gone. And he goes like, "I will never quit," or what? "Not while my brother's in agony." And like, Wheeljack's like, "Dude, agony caused by your Decepticon brothers."
Yeah, we didn't do that to him.
But the thing is, Thundercracker kind of knows this. He's like, "Yeah, but I'll get revenge on them. But Skywarp was sacrificed for our greater good." Okay, dude, quit drinking the Kool-Aid for a second.
That and he's venting. I'm telling you,
He
he's
is.
messed up right now. He's still like processing what he just saw.
I actually had a thing with work this past week, and I was kind of a big ol' a-hole to some people. I went around and I apologized to everyone, and it was a good thing to like get it all out, because I
I'm still
was
waiting on mine, man.
you'll never get anything
No,
apology from me.
that's just par for the course. I
You
know what I signed up for.
look, dude, you're a punching bag, you take the hits,
Right? Just
you
look at
art
me.
slave.
just asking for it with my Jeeper Creeper face.
It helps fix my anger. Thank you. But yeah, the Wheels X6 Starscream did this. We haven't had the resources. We haven't been able to fix him.
Yeah, they haven't even been able to fix themselves mostly,
Yeah.
so.
Like, you look around the arc, dude, we're in bad shape. And, like, he's like, Lars. But who shows up? That little Deus Ex Machina Prime himself. He
Yeah.
speaks the truth.
You always got to have the bigger dog show up.
Yeah, and look, Optimus is just like the calming force here. He's like, look, we're all Cybertronians. We all should, I want to help you. We there I take no pleasure in this war and what's happened to Skywarp, and I want to repair him if I can,
Right,
if
he's
it's within
basically
our
saying that
means.
this is essentially a war crime that they
Yeah.
did to Skywarp, and we would like to fix that like ASAP.
And like, yes, Thundercracks, you would never. Like, no, look, dude, we're opposing wars, sure, but we're all Cybertronians. He's like, dude, just stop for a second and allow that part of you that knows I'm right, and to just let it sink in for a second.
He's channeling some Hawkeye Pierce here.
He wars hell. Though he says, if your true goals are restore your brother, what he wants what's what he once was, then surrender. And he's Optimus Prime says that we now have the resources to actually help him.
Yeah.
And he's like, you can really do it? Like, I swear I will. And then, kind of lets off there. But Ultra Magnus, fresh off PTSD, he's like, is this, wise? Do you want to do this? And
See, he's
Optimus
kind of
Prime.
the opposite side to Thundercracker, the way he's feeling.
Yeah, and Optimus Prime's like, look, he cares for his brethren, like we would. Should we, can we hope ever have to end this war? Should we not find a common ground? But Ultra Magnus picks up on a really nice wording. He says, I notice you said end, not win. Like, you're not going to win the war, you're going to end the war. And honestly, Optimus Prime is pretty, logical, and like what's going on here. He's like, look, if it's gone, this has gone on so long, is there really anyone who's going to end or win in this war? It just needs to end.
Right, it's a pirate victory.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, if we win, how much have we lost from this
Yeah.
victory? It's like everyone's still gonna lose.
Yeah, like go down, like look at Bumblebee, he's dead. Did that is that worth it? Or look at all of our brother and her dead. Is that really
Look at
worth it?
Cybertron.
Yeah, no joke.
Their whole world is wrecked. It's like, oh yeah, we won. It's almost going back to the Golden Lagoon with Beachcomber thing going, oh yeah, we won, and the whole like little grotto
But
is
did we?
wrecked.
And I love General Flag walking up. Hell of a show. Bravo. Impressive conflict resolution skills. A plus plus. Couldn't feel more confident. I picked the right side. Yes, sir.
He reads like a eBay feedback post.
He is Zartan. He
I'm
has
telling
to
you,
be
yeah.
Zartan.
And we were watching some of the old episodes, and there was one where Zartan was like disguised as Flag, and I'm like, I'm telling you, this is,
It's got to be him.
yeah,
This is going to tie with the Dragon Knight War. Watch.
and
Make
he
him
is
win.
way too friendly and optimistic to these alien robots.
He really is. And
Yeah,
so I'm sorry.
it's just, yeah, Wheeljack's kind of, is he supposed to be in here?
Yeah. He's like, look, General Flag's our ally, Wheeljack. He'll be providing us the resources we need to engage with the Decepticons more fully, as well as other gifts. And Wheeljack's like, okay, how about it? Like what? And that's when he produces Mirage and Bulkhead.
Honestly, I was kind of hoping when they brought Mirage in that he'd be broken in half at the waist.
Dude, why did you say that?
Because all Mirages are broken in half
I've
at
got
the waist.
one that's in shape still. I've got two of them that are at the waist.
Yeah, mine's not broken, but I keep it in a separate box, like wrapped in foam all by itself. It doesn't go near any other Transformers.
One day I'm going to do that fix where that we can, you can get it all together.
Yeah, you like Dremel it out and put a metal pin in there. That would be a
Yep.
good repair.
Oh yeah, it would
episode
never come apart
because,
again.
yeah. Oh, it'd probably break the plastic somewhere else. It's
You're not wrong.
that 40-year-old plastic is becoming very fragile. I've gone through like four onslaughts
Oh God,
because
that's right, you have.
the blue plastic in the same spot. So it's definitely a flaw in the molding.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I finally got one that wasn't broken like that, and his joints are all like floppy. So I'm like, ugh.
Take the parts off the joints and put it on another one that's all broken.
Man, I don't trust any of Yeah, it's all like all the blue is turning into gold plastic.
Oh God. Well, gold does have a kind of, does it do that? Does it turn to a, what? Well, I'm trying to think of the process. Well, no, I'm thinking like blue and gold being, anyways, it's a whole other subject. I don't want to get into that.
Are you getting like patina or something, or are
I
you?
was no, no, I'm not, patina is going to be your bronze, but
Right. Now I thought maybe you're going for something like
yeah.
that, or
No,
you're going for an
there's
X-Men
some
thing with the blue and gold colors.
there were two like, things in my head going, zzz, zzz, it wasn't quite connecting, so I'll figure it out later, I'm sure.
Tell
But
me about it, Skywarp.
I love it. Wheeljack's like, you know what, you're a flag, you're all right. Thumbs up. And
Oh, and then he
he
picks him up to talk to him at eye level.
Yeah, he was like, "Yeah,
I
oh,
don't think
sorry."
that lift is OSHA approved.
He does one of these. So I have some ideas.
Yeah.
He says, "If you can provide the resources, I'd like to rebuild Chicago in a lot more resilient way." So
And
it
give it
doesn't.
defensive capabilities.
Yeah, well, yeah, I was getting to that, man.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Come
My
on.
bad. I'm just
I
thinking
mean.
of, man, Chicago has been messed up so many times in Transformers lore.
I that is actually the only one of the Michael Bay movies I really like is Transformers 3.
That was the one we all really wanted.
Yeah. And it was brutal. People
Well, I mean,
dying.
it was Ultimate Doom and Megatron's master plan kind of
Oh
smashed
yeah.
together, so couldn't go wrong with that.
In a General Flag's like, I like the sound of that. You'll have whatever you need. Yeah.
See, he's promising big. He's way too friendly to these guys when he knows that they've got another team that's working to wipe these guys out.
Man, we'll get to that though.
Oh no, well, I'm talking about Duke and G.I.
Oh
Joe.
yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. So he's got more than one team, technically, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just I'm telling yeah, I'm 100% that is gotta be Zartan.
It's gotta be. It must
Because
be.
he hasn't shown up anywhere yet.
It's gotta be because that's his big thing is Master of Disguise.
Oh yeah, and there's got to be a big reveal where he rips off the mask and it's been Zartan. It's got to be somebody we've already seen.
There was an early one of the I think the G.I. Joe miniseries of season one stuff, essentially. He has this great reveal, pulls the mask off, and he look just I love that stuff with Zartan when he does that.
Yeah.
Like the original line of Cobra villains, Major Blood, Destro, Cobra Commander, Zartan. All these guys, Baroness, they're all so good.
Yeah.
They're fantastic villains. In a lot of ways, they, I don't know, villains. It's kind of pushing it, but speaking of villains, Optimus Prime is like, we're gonna start repairing things, and we're gonna start with someone who needs it the most, Skywarp.
Yeah, he
And
goes through triage and nobody's worse off than Skywarp. Well, that should tell you something, though. That means Bumblebee's not as bad as Skywarp.
yeah, I don't think that Bumblebee is going to be. I think he's going to be coming back. I don't think it's going to be a problem. I think he was always planned to come back.
I think
Or
he's going to come back as Goldbug because the way they
that'd be kind
dropped
of
that
cool.
little hint in the letters column a while back.
Oh yeah.
Because they asked you, is he coming as Gold? And they're like, Goldbug, who's that? And
Yeah.
they know who Goldbug is because
But
he's
I
season
like.
three, man.
Yeah. I love how Wheeljack turns around. Optimus, you can't be serious. He's like, I am. Like, look, I'll, Thundercracker's like, I'll gladly offer up any part that you need. And he's like, hey, look, that's cool, Thundercracker. We can do this. We have,
We got a
we
3D printer.
essentially, yeah, the Energon fixes all ills. And dude, Ultra Magnus is like, he's got his bottom lip out. He is not happy with it.
Oh yeah, well, and he says Teletran can manufacture anything they need once it's up and running.
And that's the thing. It needs to be. They need the Energon to get it up and running.
Yeah.
So now we're back. And Optimus Prime's like, look, I'll leave it to you, Wheeljack. And Thundercracker is like all over watching Wheeljack do this. He's like, huh?
Yeah, and Wheeljack doesn't like him staring over his shoulder.
He goes, I
Disarmed or
will
not, he
obs
just beat the crap out of
he's like,
Wheeljack.
I will observe. And Ultra Magnus is like, you heard him, move along. But the kind of a cool thing here that Optimus Prime does, he brings Energon crystals straight to Soundwave. He's like, look, don't make me regret this. I wanted to give you a little, he's treating a prisoner like you should be treated.
Humanely, yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, Soundwave's like, your actions appreciated and your motive is questionable. Like, Optimus Prime's like, look, I don't have motive. I'm just here trying to help. We're all, in this. Optimus Prime is showing that he's, in a way, almost kind of the naive leader we know from the Sunbow cartoon. He's like, he believes the good and everyone is there. And
Oh yeah, he's trying to build bridges.
yeah, he is. And Soundwave's like, your attempts to turn me against my own
Kind,
is a
yeah.
failure, utter failure. Sorry.
Yeah.
He was not at all swayed before, and he will not be swayed now.
I like the sound wave laugh. Ha
I
ha
know. Your gift appreciated. Your clumsy attempt to turn me to your side laughable. Ha ha ha. And I was surprised, like, dude, fair enough. Enjoy the Energon. You're good. But
Yeah,
we
he's gonna
go.
say, you're not gonna be turned. Here's some food. Enjoy.
100%.
Yep.
Back in Chicago, we have Beachcomber, who's trying to lift, building stuff and rescue people and get them out of there. They're and you have Carly with a face mask on, very reminiscent of COVID with a blue face mask on.
Oh yeah, well, I'm sure there's plenty of asbestos floating around
Well,
out there.
honestly, it's more reminiscent of 9/11. Let's be
Yeah,
honest.
9/11 is what I was thinking too.
He's and Beachcomber's really not strong enough to do this. He
He
can't.
is not brawn.
He's not. He's a pacifist and he's a geologist. He is not. He does. He's not swole.
Yeah, so they're helping a little girl, and look, is there a boy there too? Yeah,
Yeah,
like a
like two
couple
kids.
kids. Yeah, and he can't hold it. He's about to lose
Shredhead's
it.
there.
Yeah, Shredhead steps in for the save.
Yep. And I
This dude can't
Trent.
do anything wrong.
Yeah. The Mary Sue.
I was gonna say we're heading towards Shredhead Prime. He should team
Shredhead.
up with like Windblade.
I gotta say though, Shredhead really has like almost like a G2 feel to the coloring.
Oh, the colors especially, man.
Yeah.
And the graphics.
Yeah. 100%
Yeah.
that. 100% that.
Surprised it doesn't say like Shredhead across his like chest or something.
I actually can't wait till they hopefully at one point get put a toy of this out.
Oh, you know there's gonna be like some crazy G2 stickers to throw on him, like
Oh
even third party or something.
yeah. Reaper labels. You can help us here, and I'll take all the stickers you can send. And not sponsored, but it could be. I'm just saying.
Nobody pays us for this.
This is a money pit, but I love it. They're bringing people to triage, Red Cross trucks and trying to save everyone they can. Yeah, so Spike does this whole like this whole speech like hanging in there, I guess, going through everything we've gone through, and then being surrounded by people who somehow have it worse. It's wild. Yeah, wild's a word. Come here. And they hug, and Carly stops. She's like, she gets all wide-eyed. She's like, you sound just like him. And Spike's like, my dad? He's like, no, Optimus Prime, there might be a reason why.
Yeah,
Just
they've
put that
all
out
been
there.
hanging out in the Matrix.
Yeah.
And honestly, when I was reading that and she said that about Optimus and Spike, I just had a flashback to of Rat Trap. Oh, what are you gonna take it out with? One of your we can do it speeches?
100%. I almost kind of, once again, we've kind of been thinking about, headmasters and, things like that. I'm thinking almost like, what if we ended up with a Power Master Optimus Prime with Spike?
Or what if we wind up with Chicago being Fortress Maximus?
That would be cool.
Defensive capabilities? Yeah, I think we're
We could
heading a
see
little bit
that.
that way.
Season three, man. Season three and four, we could see that happening.
Yep.
And RC is like, really, given, Shredhead like his up, say like, hey, you're a welcome member of the team, and Shredhead's like, oh, coming from you, that's awesome. Back in the background, you have us, Silverbolt and Trailbreaker, or
Yeah.
what is his name now? It's
He's Trailbreaker.
he's Trailbreaker. Okay, I thought they changed his name because they lost a copyright.
No, that was a long time ago.
Okay. Well,
Yeah.
we go back to Shadow
So there's some
Watch.
PTSD right there for you. With all those copyrights in the early 2000s. Yeah, because he's like Trailblazer for a while or something like that.
Something like that, yeah, which
Yeah.
is not terrible,
Trail
honestly.
mix, I don't know.
Trail mix. Great
That's the
value
nuttiest
trail
name
mix.
out there.
But dude, we go back to Shadow Watch underground base. And Director Mayhem.
Yep, good old Miles Mayhem.
Look, dude, we did our mask episode one. And by the way, if you didn't see it, go back and watch it. It was fun. Miles Mayhem, that was kind of goofy. He's kind of menacing in this. I really like in this character.
Oh, yeah.
He has a rendering of Optimus Prime as a robot, then transforming into just trick mode. And he's talking about, how remarkable the 3D build of this mechanical monstrosity is.
I'm getting like vibes of like Thaddeus Thunderbolt Ross.
Kind of, yeah, actually.
Yeah.
But he's got ideas about, using the
The transformation tech, yeah.
the transformation check. I wonder what that could mean, guys. Does General Flag know about this scan? And the scientist there is like, oh well, it's kind of logged in the database, but I haven't transferred the report yet. Do you, Director Mayhem? Do you, so currently, no. Why? And of course, Miles Mayhem shoots him, kills him.
Yeah, so the fewer people know about this, the better. So yeah, he's already working to go rogue. So it makes you wonder, is it Zartan or not? So they're still keeping you guessing, but
True.
I think they're all bad guys.
But back on Cybertron, our new possible antagonist here.
Elita One.
Alita One, exactly. She's trying to like, come to terms with like what Cliffjumper did, and trying to like she's not happy about what happened.
She
She's trying to make
cares
the
about
best.
home. She doesn't care about this little mudball planet they found.
I gotta say, also, I like Dan Mora's art of Cliffjumper and Alita One a lot. Cliffjumper looks kind of meek, but strong in some panels. But
And they still have that very like a sunbow look to their faces.
very much, very
Yeah.
much. And she's like talking about, if what he could do to redeem himself, and like Cliffjumper's like, I did nothing wrong. I'd do it again without hesitation. And she's mad because she's like, what, you tell about Earth? Earth? Look, what makes it so important while we're fighting, for our dying home world?
There's a lot of loyalty questioning in this issue.
There is, but with dude, there's a room full of like Autobots that are just doing badly.
Busted bots.
Perceptor's there, Huffer's there. I think it was supposed to be Chromia, Cosmos, and Cup.
Yeah,
Cup's
Cups.
looking bad.
Yeah, he's still around though. So, and I was always wondering because, they made you think that they killed him. But he was always bragging about, oh, I was the same way until I got blown apart a few times. So, and the toy even comes apart, the newest one.
It really does.
Yeah.
That's kind of nice touch. She after like yeah, she's like, hey, no, save your strength, Cup. She looks over at Cliffjumper. Cliffjumper looks like, ugh.
Yeah, fine. I'll help you because they need some materials and stuff from Decepticon territory.
Yeah, exactly.
And she says, you should do it to redeem yourself. And he's like, I have nothing to be redeemed for. I'd do it again.
Yeah, do it in a heartbeat again.
Yeah, but he'll do it, because it needs to be done, but I'm not doing it to redeem myself.
Yeah, which,
So,
I don't know. I kind of feel is the right way to put it.
well, and that's classic hardhead cliff jumper.
Yeah, it is actually. It's a great way to put that.
I think the only time he ever apologized was to
It
Mirage.
was
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not a traitor. Good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry for trying to get you killed, guy.
So we go back to Earth and Skywarp is whole again.
That took like no time at all.
Man, we don't know how bad the Dinobots really messed up the war by destroying Teletran 1 over and over and over again.
Right? Yeah, it's like everything, even Autobot Spike, Autobot X, all of them, everybody went straight for Teletran.
Yeah, he did.
Man, but yeah, they whipped him up real good. I mean, and having plenty of Energon helps.
Yeah, it does. The Wheeljack's like, I don't know if he'll remember anything from his time with being part of Teletrain 1, but he's probably a little disoriented. And like Optimus Prime does, like, hey, Skywarp, I know it must be alarming seeing us in this way. We mean you no harm. And that doesn't, yeah, your parts were used to repair our computer, but not by us. We wanted to make it right. Hey, Optimus Prime's doing everything he can to be like, hey, man, are we cool? We try to help.
I'm having more flashbacks to Beast Wars. Like the first time that Dinobot woke up in the CR chamber and he's like, yeah, maximal torture chamber. He
Yeah.
starts attacking him. I was like, oh, wait. Like, yeah, you're on our side now. Oh, yeah.
If you're not in charge. And die Autobots. And dude, Wheeljack says the most important thing, protect Teletran 1.
Right? And he like jumps
Who
in front of the screen to shield it with his
protect
body.
the giant CRT?
I just fixed this thing.
Hey, Ultramind is like, I was afraid of this. And, Skywarp's like, no more Autobots. And more Autobots ready to die. And, Thundercracker's trying to talk sense into him. Like, dude, they helped you. They restored you. And Skywarp's like, no, you've been brainwashed by the Autobots. And, Ultramind is
Skywarp's
like,
dumb and loyal to Megatron, so.
Skywarp, he always has been dumb. And, I always love the voice that he uses in some cartoon. He had the kind of doofy sounding, thug voice going.
Yeah.
So, makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, he sounds like a bruiser.
He does, because he is a bruiser, essentially.
Yeah.
And, he flies, and Ultra Magnus does a whole, like, grab it in midair and throw him. Which, I'm liking Ultra Magnus more and more. He's not the Tyrus Accords Ultra Magnus from the IDW, but he has no sense of
He's getting to where he can deal with that now.
he can deal with a lot. He is he has no filter. He's like, all right, no, I don't care. I'm gonna throw you across. But he throws Skywarp basically into Soundwave Cell.
Yeah, or like right up to
Right,
the
yeah, to
force field.
glass.
Yeah.
And this is a really quick thing, like escape wake in alert Megatron, and like Skywarp's like,
What?
Megatron, what? Thundercracker tries to reason with him still. He and Skywarp's like, yeah, you stand among them, Thundercracker. Have you betrayed us? He's like, dude, you were betrayed by Soundwave and Starscream. They tore you apart and put you in the machine, this machine. And Skywarp is just all of a sudden he's like giving every excuse, like, dude, we were desperate, we needed this. Our glory days are ahead of us because Megatron's back, everything's gonna be back to normal.
Yeah, all is forgiven now that, Charlie's back with the family.
Yeah, exactly. And Thundercracker's like, nope, and punches him.
Yep.
And he's like, Skywarp's like, you're always weak. The Decepticons don't need you. And Thundercracker looks all upset. You'll not be missed. And I gotta say this, as far as Thundercracker's always been the Decepticon who would turn to the Autobots. He did it during what was a Fire on the Mountain.
Yeah, kind
He
of,
did
yeah.
it. Yeah, he did it during the IDW run. He's
He
done it
did it
here.
big time in the IDW
Oh
run.
yeah, he's yeah he had him and his puppy. He's
Yeah.
done it here again. But it's always nice to see, like, soldiers on these two sides that maybe aren't
Yeah,
on the
brothers
same
divided.
cause. Yeah, they're
Yeah.
not, because you know, he's not to go too meta on this, but you'd have seen the Civil War, you know, families fought against families, you know, brothers fought against brothers. This is what's happening here, and yes,
And he
Thundercracker's,
sacrificed a lot to try to save Skywarp, and it's
he
just
did.
utterly thankless.
Yeah, he did, but Skywarp's too dumb and too much, you know, drinking the flavor aid to enjoy this, and he whooshes off, and
Yeah, because well, earlier Magnus asked if they should lock him up, Thundercracker, like they
yeah.
did Soundwave. And Optimus said, well, if you treat him like a prisoner, he'll act accordingly, but you know, basically treat him like an ally and we can see what where he goes with that.
Yeah.
And here we're seeing it play out now.
But I actually, in a huge way, this is really the best solution or best you know, ending to this, where you know, Optimus Prime's like, you know, let him go. We're in no shape to pursue him for now. And Ultra Magnus looks over at Thundercracker's like, what about him? And Ultra Magn or Thundercracker's like, you don't think you fear where I belong. I've chosen my side. He's siding with the Autobots, which I still think he's going to become part of Superion.
It makes sense because they're missing an arm.
Yeah, they're missing Slingshot. I think that'd be a really cool way to do it. You know, he finds new family with the Aerobots.
And this still sends a message to Megatron and the Decepticons. It's like, you know, we didn't have to repair him,
Yeah.
but we did. You
Oh,
know?
100%. Yeah. And okay, this is going to really also throw something into stark relief. Skywarp goes back and finds Megatron. He's going to say, like, they have tons of Energon. So, you know, that's going to come into play in this next section.
Yeah, because we visit the Nemesis now.
Yes, the Decepticon stronghold in the bottom of the ocean, just like in the Sunbow cartoon. And, gosh, Megatron's looking a little less bad, but he's still pretty messed up.
Yeah, he's still
He's like got a
recovering from what
gash.
Shredhead did to him.
Yeah, he's like, this is it. And you know, there's Scrapper and Rumble. They're like, yeah, like this is all the Energon we could find. We look for you know, we've collected from you know, all these things from all these different places around
They
where.
knew there'd be some down there from the chunk of Cybertron that got
Yeah.
like left there, but it's not as much as they hoped.
And Rumble's like, look, trust us, Megatron, that we. It was out there. We would have gotten it. We've gotten everything we can out of this, and you know, Megatron's like, it's pathetic, dude. And I don't know if it's just me. His you know, correct me if I'm wrong. His face looks a little more blue. It very much has the G2 Megatron blue, kind of purplish blue face.
Yeah, he does. He's definitely got that bluer look.
Yeah, it's kind of nice touch because he looks so monochromatic if you just have a gray face and like I like that
Well, it's
touch.
in a subtle muted blue, but it's enough
Yeah,
to
no.
differentiate it from the rest of his armor.
Yeah, I like that. I didn't mean that he's going to turn into G2 Megatron. I mean the fact that it's
I mean, I
nice to
wouldn't
have.
mind that.
Well, yeah, neither. He was great as that too, but I like the fact that they give him some depth of color. It does look so monochromatic. I like that a lot.
Well, and grays have color.
Oh
You
yeah, well
know,
yeah.
even
There's,
whites have color to them. You just have to look at it to really see it.
yeah. I know the there's, you know, he's talking about like the enough Energon there. It's like this is barely enough for my repairs, let alone all of you. It was pathetic. So Scrabber's like, look, the humans are generating power through our wide array of primitive technology. We could easily overtake them and generate, you know, more Energon before the Autobots would. Right there, we're going right into season one and season two of the Sunbow Show.
Oh yeah, and you see I guess the opposite side to Optimus, who is like, wait to repair me, we got others that are more hurt than me. Whereas Megatron's like, oh, we barely got enough to fix me, much less you guys. So
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Megatron first, then them, whereas Optimus is like, fix everybody else first.
Yeah, but oh, something's happening. There's this beam of purple energy shooting through the panel with Megatron. I think this is Mikey. This is what we were talking about earlier. You know, Scrap's like Megatron, and he's holding his head. I honestly think the emergence of Goliant is affecting him.
Oh, you think so?
I think it's that or the Quintessons.
The Quintessons, yeah, because yeah, they really monkeyed with them a lot.
Yeah, I'm thinking, but I'm wondering if like the emergence of Goliant, and I think it's gonna taper off here because you have these weird swirls, like behind them, like it's just like this,
He's got some Jefferson Airplane going on.
I was thinking more Uzumaki, spirals, but he something's affected him. His eyes have never been this big, but they're glowing this purplish energon glow, almost like a dark energon glow.
Yeah.
I this is my theory. I think it has something to do with the slight emergence of Goliant, because I think Goliant is an al not allegory, gosh, is kind of in the same realms of the getting close to the power of Unicron.
Right.
And I think like with I
Like this
personally,
was the moment of unity, like this happened
yes,
around
thank
the
you.
same time.
That's what I
Yeah.
was trying to say this whole time.
Like they're entangled.
Unity hit Megatron. I think that he kind of had this awakening. So I'm kind of curious how this is going to go. That's my theory. Because this is the last panel of the comic right here.
Yeah, we're left with him holding his head
Yeah.
with the early Black Sabbath video going on behind him.
Unity. A little Chappelle show for you. So yeah, man. Then we get
Good,
to the
good
letters.
issue. Very good issue.
There's a lot going on. I was a little disappointed about like the old repairing Chicago, and I think it's a really good thing to do, but it's kind of boring. Rebuilding is always kind of boring to me, and something that's like always built on action. So I
Yeah, you
was
got to
really,
keep the plot moving forward.
yes, 100% that. Okay, so the Energon Experience, which is where they do the character spotlights and little teasers in the back. First of all, Ben Abernathy, executive director, is like Thundercracker's back, baby. I've said this in a letter column before, but Thundercracker is one of my all-time favorite characters from G1, as he was the first Transformers toy I got as a kid. I loved him as a character, growth over the course of the series, and his mysterious return last month really got folks buzzing. Then after this issue, he's at real cross at a real crossroads with his future. I got absolute chills when I read the script and grimly noted, "I've chosen my side. I can't wait for y'all to read what happens next," which is really kind of cool. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
It's really cool to see the editor so excited about what's happening in a
It's
book
nice
that
to
we
see
all
the
love.
whole team just that loves this. They're, this is fans working on the lore.
Yeah, it's just they're excited, and I love that because we're excited to see it. And we have a character spotlight on Skywarp, a proud warrior and seeker. Skywarp's a loyal ally and powerful enemy. And what after a brutal fight with Optimus Prime, highlighted by Optimus ripping his own arm off to beat the Decepticon senseless, Skywarp was torn apart by Starscream and Soundwave to repair Teletran One. Now that he's been repaired, however, his thirst for war against the Autobots is unabated.
Yeah, so it summarized everything he's been through
Yeah.
so far.
I mean, come on, dude. Skywarp, he's a loyalist. That's all there is to it. And I love this next one. Not your cup of tea? Fans of the crotchety old Autobot warrior can finally rejoice. Y'all thought this cantankerous old bot took a kill shot way back in Transformers number 7, and now we know he only got half his face blown off. I wonder, what does this mean for Cup? It's only half. What
The
does this
cup
mean
is
that the
half
cup is only
full.
half full? God, I messed up the punchline.
I had a feeling Cup was going to come back because I think all the movie characters are going to
Oh
get
yeah,
their time to shine with
I
the
love
love for
that.
season three
A
that they have. So.
little creator spotlight on Russ Wooten. He's like, "What would your alt mode be? If you had an alt mode, what would it be?" He's like, "I would turn it into some sort of amphibious vehicle so I could do land and water, maybe even a submarine."
Going for dive, man.
I was thinking more of the G.I. Joe whale, but dive works too.
Maybe upside down six shot is submarine mode.
Yeah. Upside down shockwave with his ship mode.
Right?
Oh yeah, all that.
Battle platform.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, or space platform or whatever they called it.
Dude, number 27. I've seen another cover for this, but the cover has like Soundwave like doing his his hand, like he's like doing alternating audio stuff. But I've also seen the cover where Optimus Prime sitting under a tree with Thundercracker talking to him. So I'm kind of curious what's
Yeah.
going to happen.
But yeah, it looks like Soundwave's getting out.
Yeah, which I almost kind of wonder if he just took a little Energon. He's like, that's all I needed to use my
Yeah.
concentric waves.
They probably would have done better if they're going to give him Energon, just let him go with Skywarp. Like, here, go back. You know,
Yeah.
as if they're trying to build bridges of goodwill, you know, it's not like, I mean, it's not a good idea to just give up a good prisoner like that, but.
Yeah.
You know, if you're trying to be cool,
The
and that probably would have done more to get through to Soundwave than just giving the Energon. It's like, here, man, just go.
Yeah. The covers are really kind of cool though.
Yeah, we
The
got two
alternate.
different G.I. Joe covers here. We got 14 and 15.
Yep. And 14 as Duke walking with Cobra Commander with his hand wrapped up, where his Energon cannon hand or whatever. And
Yeah.
then you have 15 with Cobra Commander's mask on the ground. But even more exciting to me is the Void Arrivals number 25 with the Quintesson judge tentacles all over. It looks like Earth.
No, it's the ring. It's the sacred ring.
Oh, it is.
It's just showing the top part. If you look at the bottom, you see the black hole in the bottom of the ring.
Okay. Yeah.
It's Derek and Celila in the way.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we got Dreadnought War. We got Quintesson War. We got a lot of wars going on.
Yep. Also, nice kind of cool thing. There's a advertising for Daniel Warren Johnson's art,
Yeah.
which is kind of cool.
Yeah,
I
there's some
really like
interesting stuff. Space Mullet. That I think that's where it's at, man.
that. Yeah. And then but the covers for alternate covers for Transformers number 26. You got the cover we had with like him punching out Thundercracker. You also have
Yeah.
a cover B with Shredhead with
Yeah.
Carly leaning against a sword.
He's got like a Conan pose,
He
that sword.
does.
Yeah.
I really like cover C a lot.
Covers it. Yeah, that's part of like a multi
Is that the part of the
cover,
multi
isn't
one?
it?
It might be, actually, it might be. Has RC looking really pissy.
She's got a frowny face.
Yes, she does.
So she's frowning at somebody off to the side. Well, I see Cybertron at
Oh,
the
yeah.
top, so I think is that Alita? She's from, yeah, that's Alita. That's part of Alita's like little helmet.
Oh, okay, I see that. Yeah. You get
Yeah.
covered D with from Kyle New
Yeah.
with the Devastator Rumble, Optimus Prime Megatron.
It's got like all the cassettes over there,
Yeah, I see Ravage.
Soundwave. Yeah, so they're all posing together.
And cover E is a cool, just Optimus Prime by himself.
Yeah, it's an Optimus portrait,
And a really
kind of.
clean looking
I
Optimus
have a
Prime.
feeling D is part of a larger one too.
It might be.
The way Megatron's fusion cannon kind of goes off the
Yeah.
out of frame.
Yeah. Good issue though. A lot going
Oh
on.
yeah.
And man, I love this every time there's no like downtime. There's things happening constantly, and I love it.
I like feeling like I'm gonna miss out if I blink
Yeah,
for
exactly.
comics.
100% that. And man, I really like how they're handling Thundercracker. Like, he was not just like, "Well, I guess I'll join you guys." No, he was like fighting them and hard, and they're like, "Look, we'll do whatever we have to restore Skywarp." And he kind of like realized how things were.
Yeah.
I'm hoping his PTSD comes back into play a little bit because I want to see how that goes.
Well, I'm really looking forward to the inevitable Mask comic
Yeah, especially
that's
with
coming.
Miles Mayhem doing this stuff.
Yeah.
I think we were talking about it before. I really think he's going to create, he's going to have all the vehicles and everything, and then there's going to be a division amongst them. Like there are some are going to go to Venom and some are going to go to the Mask.
Oh yeah, and I'm really looking forward to Hector Ramirez showing up at some point.
I can't wait till he shows up. This is Hector Ramirez
I
interviewing
mean, they
Optimus Prime.
referenced him in the Cold Slither one shot, so
They did, though that was
yeah.
technically Image, but it's same thing. Skybound's part of Image, so hopefully
Yeah, well, there's a
that's.
little Skybound logo in it, but
Yeah.
they're aware. That's all I need is that you're aware he exists, and so that I'm waiting for this universe's version of him.
I can't wait to see a Geraldo, I mean, a Hector Ramirez do something with the Autobots and G.I. Joe.
I'm curious to see Jem show up.
Dude, that would be great. I will tell everyone who's is still listening, and thank you for listening. I've come full circle with Jim. It's not my thing, but I like it wasn't a bad show. I
It was the
just
last running Sunbow show.
yeah.
Like
After
it
even after
outlasted all the
Inhumans.
others.
Speaking of
And
Inhumans, yeah,
I always
sorry.
thought it should have been tied in more with like Transformers tech with Synergy and the holograms and all that stuff.
They could easily do that at this point. Maybe
Yeah.
like some sort of like some part of Teletran 1 got lost, and someone rebuilt, some Chip Chase kind of guy rebuilt it, and we have what was it? Name was it
Well, it was
Synergy?
Jim's father, Jericho's father, that
That's right.
built Synergy. So yeah, he could be using some Transformer tech. Maybe they find something in Chicago that got left over.
Yeah, you never
The
know.
Terminator arm to build Skynet
All
or
right. Well, everyone, thanks for checking us out for this really quick one-off here on Transformers number 26. We wanted to get this out to you.
Spoilerific.
Spoiler heavy. We wanted to get this out to you all as soon as possible. So if you are a fan of the Skybound books, pick it up. It's great. And please support your local comic shop, support your Skybound universe, Energon universe, and
Yeah, the
yeah,
plot's
we'll.
moving. The plot is, there's
It
no
doesn't
waiting with
stop
this.
moving, dude. It
Yeah, that's
never
good.
stops moving. It's fantastic. It is kinetic. And
We're not
with
hanging
that,
around watching Robot Master smoke cigarettes.
God, Robot Master.
I can't
What?
wait till we get to that in the UK.
Oh, man. I can.
Eating candy bars and smoking cigarettes and
There
kids' comics.
you go. All right, man. I'm gonna let you take us out of here.
Bye.
More Than Meets These Guys, a Transformers podcast, is performed by Evan Johns, Boo of the AxelonUnderground.com, and Ed Strickland. Research is done by Evan Johns, Boo of the AxelonUnderground.com, and Ed Strickland. Special thanks to Hasbro, Marvel, Skybound, and the occasional extra property, which we will name at whatever time is appropriate for that episode. And without all of you, this is really not even possible. So thanks for being here, and thanks for checking us out every week. Goodbye.